Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Hey, welcome back. The fifth day of June here on the Mark Cox Morning Show. Things are rolling along. Carl Middleman, Sue Thomas, and I'm Mark. I am here with you this morning. Kathleen England, of course, has departed the show for family reasons. If you've just been tuning in and you missed that for some reason, she had informed us a while back that there was a family situation that was going to require her to give more of her time to that. And we miss her, and we are actively conducting a worldwide search for her replacement. So stay tuned, and you'll know when we know. We might even have some people filling in here shortly to see how things go. So regardless, that's kind of the situation here. Carl, in years past, I've actually attended the race over at Gateway from this weekend.
I went last year.
I went the last couple of years and just had a great time. They had great weather, kind of hot for it yesterday. I'm sure lots of beer was consumed this weekend.
They had a lot of restarts because of the rain that was coming in and out.
Right. Right. And who won?
Kyle Busch.
Kyle Busch.
And the number 8 car.
Yeah. Well-known name. That's good. So that's a great event. And I'm thrilled that they were able to bring that back to town. And it's been such a success. And it's a big deal. It is. It's the biggest gate draw sport, I think, in the country is racing.
Yeah.
So the fact that we have access to that and the soccer team winning again this weekend, the Cardinals are struggling a little bit.
You don't have to mention
that. Yeah, the Tom Ackerman, normally we'd have him in here on a Monday morning, but the dude has taken like 2 weeks vacation. I don't know where he is. He's blown us off completely.
Is he going to London, possibly?
I don't know. Is that this week?
No. It's at the end of the month.
Oh. So maybe. But he wouldn't go ahead of time, like to scout out the pubs? I mean, why would you go a month ahead of time?
Unless he's taking his family.
Oh, I guess that's possible. That's possible. No, I really don't know. But normally we'd have Tom in here to talk about that with a little bit of intelligent sports talk there for you, as opposed to me. I understand the Miami Heat won last night and evened up their series,
it is even
right?
Now, beating the nasty Cronkies.
Thank you. Anything to beat the Cronkies, I'll be pulling for the Miami Heat. And I hope that my Kentucky player, Tyler Hero, who plays on the Heat, gets to play in this series. I don't know. He was injured. He injured his finger and didn't get to play in the last one.
And so Vegas beat Florida for the first game of the NHL Stanley Cup Finals.
Yes.
The second game is tonight.
Heidi has been texting me, so proud of her.
She wants Vegas to
win. Her Vegas nights, right? And I'm like, I didn't even know they had ice hockey in Vegas.
They've been around for 4 years.
I know.
They have not felt the pain. I'm sorry. That's not true. They've been around for maybe 5. But they have not felt the pain of defeat that they need to feel before they can win.
Her response to me, I said I didn't know they had ice in Vegas, and she said it's fake like everything else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But Vegas is trying to get the Oakland Athletics and have the state pay for it.
That seems reasonable.
Well, the guy that owns the Athletics is founding the Gap family. And so they're asking for public assistance to build the stadium.
The Gap family, as in the Gap?
The family as in fall into the Gap, yeah.
I see.
So the family that owns the Gap stores owns the Oakland
Have they
Athletics.
Gone woke like everyone else?
I don't know that. Let me go to the Gap.
That's okay. Go to the Gap and find out. In the meantime, let's get to the short list. How about that?
The Mark Cox short list.
And we have a real love fest with the faith leaders of Iowa and the faith leaders throughout the country.
America First does not belong to Trump.
Abolishing that primary in New Hampshire in order to fix the election, it's like the Soviet state.
I have a personal announcement. While today is not my final show, this is going to be my final summer here at Meet the Press.
Wow, big Chuck Todd announcement there. We'll get back to more on that to RFK story as well, talking about them fixing the election by changing the primary schedule. And he got a big endorsement yesterday. I don't know how big it is, but that was a big deal for him anyway. All right, back to what I talked about before we got to the break at the top of the hour. And that is, of course, it's Pride Month. I'm certain you haven't been able to avoid knowing that because it's on Facebook feeds and it's on websites, although it's not on all websites. You may be interested to know that a lot of multinational corporations will show you their Pride Month logo in America. But in a lot of other countries, there are no rainbows to be found. They avoid all of that stuff in Middle Eastern countries and the like. So you are unique in being subjected to that here in America. It can be and will be pushed on you.
Not the Gap website.
Not on the Gap website. I don't want to lump them into something they're not part of. But let's get back to the issue of why transgenderism occupies such a huge discussion in America right now. We have the Transgender Center at Washington University. We know that prepubescent teens are being pushed into gender reassignment and chest binding and all of that. And so much so the legislature in the state of Missouri chose to restrict those things because it's getting out of hand. We know from the whistleblower at the Transgender Center how bad it's getting out of hand. You have somebody who's a woke, left Bernie Sanders supporter who worked over there for a couple years, asked a few questions and got shut down and said, you're not allowed to ask those questions. We'll decide what's social contagion and what's not. And transgenderism is not. If they think they're transgenderism, by God, we should convert them. Well, if the thought had ever crossed your mind that where's this all coming from? Dr. Peter McCullough has made some connections through a scientific study that I thought were pretty fascinating here. Listen to Dr. McCullough on where he's seeing a strong link with transgenderism. Listen to this.
What we've learned is going on about 20 years ago, the Europeans who are ahead of us in transgender medicine, they started to report, I think, a disturbing trend that more and more young people who went to transgender clinics were actually autistic people. They were on the autistic spectrum. This is very important. When I was a kid, autism was one in every 10,000 people. Right now, it's one in every 36. Autism is the single biggest childhood epidemic we have. It is massive. And so all of these autistic people now are coming forward, getting to the point of puberty, having some gender dysphoria, having some ambiguity, and then they're suggestible. And someone suggests, well, maybe you should change your gender. And they head off in this direction. But this paper by Vander Meesen really caught my attention, where back then, this is a while back.
Yeah. Think about that. When you ask yourself, well, what's changed? That's certainly changed. And the bigger question that you probably have to ask is, well, if this is real, if this connection is real, why would it be okay to take somebody who's on the spectrum and suddenly convince them that they needed to change their gender when that may not be really what's going on here? And I think Dr. McCullough asked that in a very important analogy. Listen.
Said if you saw a young person who had anorexia nervosa, you wouldn't go up to him and say, hey, you look fat. You wouldn't do that, right? So it just feeds the pathophysiology. Here with an autistic person who has gender dysphoria, you wouldn't go up to him and say, hey, maybe you should change your gender.
But they are. in large part, they are. It's accepted by this transgender clinic at WashU. These are the questions that need to be asked. Thank God Peter McCullough is out there. Dr. Peter McCullough is out there pointing these things out, because the mainstream media is not talking about it at all. Coming up, we're going to get to Hans von Spakovsky, another big court decision that we want to get to with him. We've got In Other News with Ethan Bright at about 6:48. Chanel Rion from One American News is going to join us at 7:35. We're back after this.
You were Republican most of your life, but voted for, and you may still consider yourself one, but voted for Biden in 2020. Do you intend to vote for him again, or is there anyone on the Republican side you might consider if it's not Trump?
It has to be Joe Biden. And I'm glad he's willing to serve. It has to be somebody committed to the rule of law, committed to the values of this country. And I'm not talking about policy. People can disagree about policy. There are things above those disagreements that all of us should think about the same way. The president must be someone who abides the law and our Constitution. And there's no one else but Joe Biden.
Oh, my.
Hans von Spakovsky, you know, the former emperor of the Austro-Hungarian Empire.
Hans, I had to play that James Comey bite just for the thick irony of hearing this guy say that after finding Hillary Clinton guilty pretty much of violating federal law when it comes to private servers, but choosing not to prosecute her for it because she might be the next president of the United States.
Well, not only that, but I mean, what a joke for James Comey to say that Biden believes in the rule of law. His entire administration for the last 2 years, particularly in the immigration area, has violated the law, paid no attention to the actual law. And James Comey, look, it's not just Hillary Clinton's retention of classified documents, which he refused to do anything about. It's all these other things. I mean, his fingerprints, if you read the John Durham report,
yes,
James Comey's fingerprints were all over the whole Russia hoax, collusion hoax investigation and everything else. I mean, it's astonishing that anyone would actually want to hear his opinion. I mean, he is so he is such a liar.
No, I agree.
So many things.
Jen Psaki was not going to ask him any of those hard questions. You had a great article, I think it was in PJ Media earlier in May, that referred to the Keystone cops that were in charge when all of this went down. The Durham report spells all that out, and the chief right. Keystone cop was James Comey.
Yeah, no, that's exactly right. And look, I had experiences with him when I was at first at the Justice Department 20 years ago, because he was at Justice then. I can tell you, I didn't like him then. And he always seemed like, and many people have confirmed this ever since, that his number one concern was always James Comey and how he could get ahead. It was not pursuing justice objectively and in a non-political way.
And if you want to be a political appointee, I guess that's how you have to operate in Washington, right? You have to please somebody who's going to be in a position of power to appoint you to those positions.
Except that when you're someplace like the FBI, the head of the FBI, or at the Justice Department, even if you're a political appointee, you have to realize that you're now in law enforcement, and law enforcement cannot be driven by political decisions.
Amen.
And that, unfortunately, is not the way he operated.
So, Hans, I noticed that a federal judge, actually a Trump appointee, threw out Tennessee's law restricting drag performances. He said it was unconstitutional and violated the First Amendment. Any thoughts on that?
Yeah, I think he's made a mistake. And certainly government has control over schools and the curriculum in schools. They have control over public libraries. In other words, government facilities don't have to don't have to engage in that kind of thing. And I just think he made a mistake.
Yeah, basically it was their Adult Entertainment Act, and it said that children under the age of 18 shall not be subjected to drag shows and things like that. And this judge tossed the whole thing out. And I mean, I'm assuming they will appeal this at some point. Is there anything, I wonder if there's anything they could do to go in and tweak the law, because it passed the legislature and the governor's desk?
No, I think they should just pursue it on appeal. Look, this is no different than what is the next thing the judge is going to say. That it's that the government can't prohibit the distribution of pornography to minors and those under 18. I don't think anybody believes that's true, and yet this is somehow different. I don't think it is.
Yeah, that's a fantastic point. Hans von Spakovsky, always great having you on, my friend. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, we'll talk to you soon. Legal fellow there at the Heritage Foundation. And you should read up on that lawsuit against Tennessee. I'm sure that they're pending across the country wherever they've tried to restrict minor access to these drag shows and try to paint it as something that's anti-LGBTQ. Again, people, hello. We don't care what you do if you're an adult. You can sort that out at the gates, at the pearly gates, one of these days. Don't subject children to it, whether it's at Target or at a school where they bring in people to do a drag show at lunch. Right? I mean, this is ridiculous. Like happened down in mid-Missouri earlier this year. Wow. Coming up, we'll get you a check of business. See if the debt ceiling deal did anything to the stock market. And in other news with Ethan at about 6:48.
I've heard as a Republican talk about this southern border for years and years and years. I will finally be the president to bring this issue to a conclusion. We will shut the border down. We will build a border wall. We will end mass migration into this country. And we will hold the Mexican drug cartels accountable for the carnage they have unleashed on the American people.
All right. You know that voice. Ron DeSantis out in Iowa. I'll get to more of some of his comments out there in just a few minutes. Stay tuned for that. Hey, by the way, let's get to Dom, please. Dom Savino in this morning for Jennifer Kashenka. Dom, how are you?
I'm good, Mark. How are you?
I'm doing fine. So Carl and I were talking to you in the break there. We should get our wedding invitation to hold the date when?
In a year and a half.
Oh, wow. That's a long time out, brother.
Yeah, it is. It is.
And Carl and I were reflecting on our experience, and you say things have changed a little bit in the last 25 or 30 years, huh?
Yeah, at least in my neck of the woods, it's pretty customary to be 2+ years out from a proposal to finally walking down the aisle.
Is that to get a venue? Yeah.
Yeah, get a venue, get all the vendors. I mean, if you've not been to a New Jersey wedding, it is a production.
Ah, okay. Yes. I got it. I got it. So, in other words, she's demanding. Is that what you're saying?
No, I did not say that.
That was Mark Cox, everybody. Yeah.
I'm just kidding. I'll let you get on with your report now. Thank you.
I don't need any help putting my foot in my mouth. Thank you. I appreciate that. Now, let's start on Wall Street, Mark. A question often asked there, what's next? Investors are wondering that because futures are mixed and pretty muted as stocks try to build on last week's surge. It saw all the major indexes record gains of about 2%. The tech stocks on the NASDAQ are on their longest winning streak in 3 years. U.S. regulators are hoping to avoid more of the mid-sized bank failures like the three we saw earlier this year. And in that pursuit, regulators are reportedly set to raise overall capital requirements for big banks by roughly 20%. That's part of what should be a first of several steps to toughen rules for Wall Street. Mallinckrodt traces its roots back to its 1867 founding in St. Louis, but the drug maker could soon be no more. Mallinckrodt says some of its lenders have proposed it consider filing for bankruptcy again as it nears a deadline to make a $200 million payment as part of a billion-dollar opioid settlement. The company was once the largest manufacturer of opioids in the U.S. As a result, it was one of the drug makers held responsible for fueling the nation's drug crisis. The summer travel season has begun, and gas prices haven't moved much. In Illinois, the average price is $3.87. In Missouri, the average price is $3.18. Both those well below, well more than a dollar less than the highs last year. But it could all change in the coming weeks because Saudi Arabia, the world's top oil exporter, has announced plans to cut oil production by 1 million barrels per day. That's on top of the previously planned cuts by OPEC Plus. As a result, crude oil prices are up 2%. Well, for Apple fans, it's the biggest day of the year. The tech giant kicks off its annual Worldwide Developers Conference today, and the company is widely expected to introduce its most significant new piece of hardware in a decade since the Apple Watch. This time, it's rumored to be a mixed reality headset. That's a technology that lays virtual images on top of live video from the real world. The rumored price tag for that, Mark? $3,000.
Carl, did you order yours yet?
It's very Apple.
Very Apple-ish. $3,000.
You can buy a MacBook for that price. Buy two.
What's the one Meta had out?
Oculus.
Yes. We've got one of those, and it gives me a headache. I've tried to use it. It's fun. I mean, to do the VR where you're flying through the plains of Africa and all that, the bubble eye view, and it's really cool. But, man, live, about 30 minutes of it's all I can take.
Or you can just give yourself a headache for free.
Thank you. That's a great idea. That's
your head up against the wall.
And Dom, by the way, we decided what during your report there that there's a good chance your fiance will never hear this report, so you're going to be safe.
Yes, yeah, 100%. She's not listening. Don't worry.
All right, Dom Savino, thank you, my friend. We'll talk to you Wednesday.
Yeah, sounds good.
Yeah,
take care, Chris.
Appreciate that. Yeah, she's a good sport there. Yeah, he didn't have to worry about her hearing and him getting in trouble.
Unless she's listening on the Odyssey app.
Well, that's possible, I guess. I wanted to try to ease his concerns there since I had him on here.
Dom, honey, I listened to your report in St. Louis today.
You think I'm high maintenance, huh? Anyway, let me get back to the Ron DeSantis, the other bite that he had yesterday of the big ones, and that was what's going on in the military. If you've never seen the picture of Ron DeSantis in his military whites, it's quite impressive. He served, and yesterday he was addressing the wokeness that we're experiencing in the military right now. Now, what's the problem with that? Well, recruitment is way down in all branches of the military. And why do you think that is? Why are kids not motivated to go to go enlist? Well, maybe it's got something to do with the wokeness that they're going to be indoctrinated with when they do. And DeSantis says, as commander-in-chief, he will fix that problem.
I'm proud to have served in the United States Navy and done a tour in Iraq, and the people I serve with were honorable, patriotic people. For you veterans in the crowd, thank you for your service. I think all of us have a sense of pride in being able to wear the cloth of your country, but we've seen the military become politicized in recent years. You see woke agenda being imposed on it. On day one as commander-in-chief, I rip it all out. We're getting the military back to basics. We're going to improve morale, and we're going to get people to want to join the military again.
You know, just as an observation here about DeSantis, he is quick on his feet. He may have been giving a prepared speech there. What it appeared to me that he was doing was looking down at some notes on a cue card with bullet points, and then he was sort of freewheeling it. And if that's the case, it's impressive, and it's going to make him stand out a little bit from the crowd. One of the headlines in The Hill this morning is this is, of course, thehill.com. It leans left. Trump's GOP skeptics worry as primary field grows. Because, of course, Chris Christie and Mike Pence are both expected to get into the race. Even Glenn Youngkin may get into the race. And the early struggles of Ron DeSantis, long seen as the top rival, have created the perception might be wide open, but now they're worried because there are going to be so many people in it, they think all the others are going to get watered down and Trump's going to run away with it. I've been saying that since the beginning. If this is a 6, 7, 8, 9-person primary, Trump's the winner. 30% wins. So, yeah, I don't know what took him so long. They shouldn't be listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show. Let's get to a quick break. We got another news with Ethan Bright coming up here just ahead. Real or fake news with Carl coming up about 7:20. And Chanel Rione is going to join us at 7:35, Chief White House Correspondent for One America News. We'll be right back.
What's happening?
Go, you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news.
So, after a 20-year absent, Volkswagen is bringing back the iconic VW bus to North America. Have you heard this, Mark?
Oh, I can't wait.
The only little catch, though, is it's going to be an EV.
Well, of course. Does it coincide with the fact that 27 states have legalized marijuana?
Coincidence.
Yeah, it's been 2 decades on hiatus. They're bringing it back. The introduction of the fully electric ID Buzz will also include an extra long
Buzz,
version.
Did you say?
Buzz, B-U-Z-Z, Buzz, like a bee.
Nice.
They're introducing also an extra long version that can seat up to 7 passengers and features a larger 85-kilowatt-hour battery to increase its range.
So you can get a bigger Buzz if you want.
I guess so.
Yeah, it just depends on what you're looking for.
But it doesn't surprise me that it's coming back as an EV because it's always been like linked to the hippie culture.
Oh,
so,
of course.
You know,
yeah, yeah.
I did like the old ones, though. I always thought they
Fast
were cool
times,
looking.
Fast Times, Ridgemont High.
Yeah. But now you can get an electric one starting in 2024.
It wasn't a VW bus, was it?
It was a,
it was a van. I think it was just a van.
A windowless van.
Yeah. Was it, what was the one with Steve Carell? Wasn't that a VW bus they were driving? That
Little Miss Sunshine?
Yeah, I think that one was.
Does it have a starting price for the new VW vans or not?
I did not see one. I've seen 3 stories on this, and I did not see a price.
Mm. All right, just wondered.
Probably,
not that I'm in the market.
Probably That's way too purpose. Much for a hippie to
I'm sure.
You know, pick up. So
I need to make these affordable. Come on.
I don't know if you are into reality television at all, Mark. If you are, you may have heard that Padma Lakshmi, I believe that's how you say her last name.
Close enough.
She is leaving Top Chef after its 20th season. She has been on there for, I believe, 17 years now as the host.
Wow.
There was one season before her where they had another host, but she did not work out. That lady's actually on, what's that called, like The Chew or something like that?
Oh, that was a
Sue,
show
Sue, you got
ABC.
Anything on this? Where? I have never, ever watched that show.
Where is she going?
She actually has a Hulu show that she has been doing. It's going to be it's called Taste the Nation. She's already going to be starting her 2nd season on that. And she said she just wanted to take time. She's going to be writing more cookbooks and stuff as well.
I don't watch any of these, but I know who she is and what that show is.
She was recently one of the Sports Illustrated swimsuit models.
Yeah, she's a highly. Yeah, she's really attractive.
She's
so
gorgeous.
Sure they're like, yeah, she's okay. Fine, she's gorgeous.
She is gorgeous too. I'm sorry.
No, she is.
And she can cook.
Accurate.
She can cook.
Wow.
Yeah.
So I was confused. Ethan had to tell me she's not only a host, but she's a judge as well.
Right.
So.
Right.
I see.
Yep, she won.
She clearly doesn't eat much. She's on the swimsuit.
It's funny because they said she has actually ate every single thing that's been on that show.
Wow.
Where some of the hosts will be like, yeah, I'm not eating that.
No, I want that.
Oh, good for her. So like weird stuff and whatever she'll taste. Good
she
for her.
Has no problem eating everything.
All right.
Like me. No. she was nominated for Primetime Emmy Awards 4 times, and she got the Outstanding Host for Reality Competition in 2022. For the Critics' Choice Awards. So she is leaving after all that time.
But still going to be on Hulu.
So you'll still be able to see her pretty face because she is, like I said, gorgeous. How much do you think, Mark, is the world's most expensive ice cream for a scoop of it?
I'd have to ask Joe Biden. Let me see. $600.
Close. $6,696 for one scoop of ice cream.
What the heck is in it?
What's so special about it?
Truffles.
It is made with, the Phantom White Truffle, which is grown in Alba, Italy, and costs more than $15,000 per kilogram. Ooh-hoo. I have never had a truffle in my life, so I have no idea what that tastes like.
I've had truffle fries before.
Truffle fries are good. Mm-hmm. You really haven't had a truffle?
I can't think that I did.
like a truffle salt. That's the key. If you get something like a truffle salt, like a fancy high-end salt, poof, you've eaten truffles, probably. And it's really good, and mm-hmm. it's cheaper because they're tiny and, you know, ground up in there with salt.
And not 6 grams.
So you might have eaten it and not known it?
Right.
I don't think
maybe.
I've had one either.
Yeah, I can't think of when I ate it, but it's apparently a Japanese company that made it, so.
60. It's a mushroom ice cream for $6,000.
No, thank you.
Okay,
with Parmesan cheese on it.
Nearly as appealing, does it? Not at all. All right, thanks, Ethan. Appreciate that. Hey, Chanel Rion from One American News coming up here at 7:35, and Jesse Jane Duff at about 8:20. We'll be right back.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.